You acknowledged that there has been an application for funding to reopen those 19 beds and to take the pressure of the nurses and doctors who are under impossible conditions every single day. You acknowledge that it is not going to be funded. And then you talk about a health system capacity review, evidence-based. What more evidence do you need? The numbers doubled from 2016. When you came into government in 2011, there were hundreds and far too many Donegal people on trolleys, mostly elderly people, remember, mostly people who worked and paid taxes all their lives for dignity when they get older. That was the situation, hundreds. We now have thousands. How can you not see that the evidence, how could the evidence not be more clear of the need to put more investment, more beds into that hospital? It is an absolute sin that there's a ward lying empty with 19 beds that could be operated, that we could solve this crisis for now in the hospital, and you refuse to put 1.8 million into that hospital. This response is unacceptable. I appreciate that you're taking guidance from hospital management in Letterkenny and the region, but it is shocking that it's an insult to the intelligence of the people of Donegal to talk about 5,000 people on trolleys, and yes, some of them got processed quicker than other hospitals down the state. That is not, you know that it's not acceptable. And I'm going to ask and appeal here today that the funding sort to reopen the short stay ward, that this gets dealt with immediately, and then we address the wider issue of Letterkenny Hospital later this year.